Watch Colorado communists protest outside ICE warden's home, No Borders, No Nations. By John Binder on September 20, 2019. Communists and anti-enforcement activists in Denver, Colorado, protested outside the home of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE facility warden, shouting, "No borders, no nations, no racist deportations." As Breitbart News has chronicled, "Abolish ICE Denver." Denver communists and Denver Action Network organized outside the home of Aurora's ICE Processing Center warden Johnny Choate, arriving in shirts reading, "Let them all in," and "Close the concentration camps." Abolish ICE protesters carried signs demanding an end to international borders and nation states, chanting, "No nations, no borders, no racist deportations." In one case, an organizer of the protest blamed global climate change for mass illegal immigration to the United States. Other footage posted online shows protesters demanding ICE agents quit their jobs. The Abolish ICE organizations had been permitted for weeks to organize the protest outside Choate's home via Facebook, as Breitbart News noted. In one instance, members of the Denver communist group threatened to set the Aurora ICE facility on fire. Fire to the prison, the group posted on its official Facebook page. Abolish ICE protesters have increasingly targeted ICE agents and the employees of the GEO Group company, which aids the federal agency with detention space for border crossers and illegal aliens. Most recently, the day before an ICE facility was shot at by gunmen in Texas, Florida, Abolish ICE protesters threatened GEO Group employees, shouting, "We know where all your children live, and we know where you sleep at night," as Breitbart News reported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.